Will you turn in your hymnals with me to 447, Isn't the Love of Jesus Something Wonderful? I want to mention this too. Last year, during the course of the week, I like to do something, and I'm not going to do it tonight, but I like to do something called popcorn testimonies. Yeah, it gets us all on our feet. And as I mentioned, I'm not doing that tonight, but I'll tell you what the Lord did lay on my heart. And that was to ask five of our staff particularly to testify. And it's like this. It's kind of like the missionaries who were thirsting for water. And they finally, one of them stumbled on one of those old wells with the pump. And they gathered around it and they said, let's just all have faith for water. Finally, one of them jumped up and started pumping. And they said, I thought we were having faith for water. He said, I had faith for wisdom. So tonight, the Lord gave me some faith for wisdom. And I'm going to do this. I'm going to, in the course of the meeting, I'm going to call on one staff member and ask you to bless us. And I want you to share. So I'm giving you a little heads up so you're prepared. And I want you to know that I'm going to call on the one who looks the most nervous, because it's good for you. But I want you to share what something. I'm giving you time, so something on your heart, and then, without being too silly, or I like to have fun. I want you to earnestly call on someone else, in faith this time. Sometimes when we do it during the year, it's kind of like, well, let me give so and so a zinger. But I want you to call on someone and let them get blessed as well. There's going to be five. And I thought, Lord, I was asking the Lord before the meeting in the room. I said, Lord, is this a Keith Schneider crazy idea to do tonight? It just keeps coming back to me. I laid it down. And then Brother Paul mentioned that our sister Martha would like to share a testimony. And I said, this is right. So we're going to be blessed. The body of Christ is going to be blessed. And whoever you are that gets called on, you're going to be blessed. And we always are. So isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Let's sing it.
There will never be a sweeter story, story of the Savior's love divine, love that brought him from the realms of glory, just to save a sinful soul like mine. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful, yes, wonderful. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful it is to me. Boundless as the universe around, to the farthest soul away, saving, keeping love it was to found me. That is why my heart can truly say, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? How can it be?
thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's sing yet 201. And can it be that I should gain? Thank you, dear Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, God. praise your mighty name.
I love you.
Wonderful Lord. Yes, worship you, dear Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
In tenderness he calls you.
Thank you, Father, for the great love in which you loved us. And while we were yet sinners, you loved us and rescued us. Lord, that you made us alive unto yourself. God, we just are amazed by your love. We pray that tonight our hearts will be open to receive all that you have for us. Lord God, we pray that we'll allow you to embrace us. Move us, Lord. We need your aid, oh, even in that. To see you, our great King. We just trust you to do this. Oh, Lord God, come to each one. Meet us where we are. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Oh, God, we love you. We praise you. Wonderful, Lord. Our wonderful, gracious Savior. Jesus, we thank you. Yes. I want to begin by thanking the Lord for his goodness and his grace for answering the prayer. God is so good. It's enough that he died for our sins. It's enough that he made a way for us to be embraced and loved and come to and really a magnificent, holy God, that we could approach him. That it's still amazing, right? But then he hears our prayers. And I wanted to just begin by giving God the thanks for an answer to prayer that we've had a few months now. But we, our adult class, Sunday school class, kind of was shrinking a little bit. And it was distressing to my wife and I, and we didn't know how what to do or why. Folks weren't coming out, the adults weren't coming out to the Sunday school class. And I, you know, you get your mind to working, what could we change, what could we do? But what we did in our devotions every morning was saying, Lord, we're asking you to intervene. We're asking you to work. And we didn't know how God was going to do it or what God was going to do. But God began to add to that Sunday school class. And adults started to come out, and some new couples started to come. And it was kind of amazing. In fact, Sister Esther, it gets crowded in there, don't it, in that class now. And not only are the seats filled, which is always a good thing, but people are participating. And we've been doing these lessons. We began lessons just on the Holy Spirit and learning and not kind of getting away from our preconceived ideas or what we grew up and just saying, teach us about the Holy Spirit. And then we moved into forgiveness. And so quite a few have said they've gotten such healing from that. And I want to thank the Lord for that, because it's just an answer to prayer and a move of the Holy Spirit. Maybe that'll encourage you to know that God can intervene. God can work. God can move. And so I wanted to just give God praise for that. It was so encouraging to my wife and I to see these new folks and old folks just going after the Word of God. So I'm the very first one up of the staff. And now I want to bless you. And this is it's a joyous time. So it's okay to be a little giggly. But folks, it's so good to share what Christ is doing in your life. To do it. I'm so grateful that I was in a church where I grew up under ministers who would not let you sit. You know, you either left or you stayed. And I'm so thankful I stayed. And Sister Grace Schultheis, if you were there on a Sunday evening, I don't know whether the woman got bored or whatever, but she would just say, "Keith, let's hear from you." You know? And I would get up, and I was a nervous wreck, and, you know, but what could I do? And I would just share. Sometimes she caught me off guard. And like I say, that's why my son is an English major. To try to help his dad out, but I learned to glorify God no matter how it came out. I'm thankful for that. Then after the Schultheises, God blessed me with living with the Gardeners, and the Gardeners were always saying, you know, get on your feet and His goodness repeat, and it's really a good thing for us. So having said that, I'm going to begin with someone who'll have to forgive me because she lives with me, and that's my daughter Sarah. So you knew it was coming, didn't you? And then bless. Let's have five tonight. What is God doing in your life? And please, you know, we. I want to say to Sarah, I'm giving you time, babe. We have a custom in the chapel. Every first Sunday of the month, we have folks come up. Who are celebrating a birthday of that month, and they come up, and we have a little birthday bank. They put how old they are in there, if they're willing, and they share a testimony. And sometimes, some folks who are nervous give a patent kind of testimony. I thank God for my family, my church, you know, and the ones I really like say, and for my pastor, you know. I let them get away with it. But no scripted testimonies tonight. Let's worship and glorify the Lord. Okay, Sarah. Now that's refreshing to hear what God is doing in your life. And we're going to be hearing more throughout the week. But it's so good to hear what God is doing in each other's life. And, you know, sometimes to each other it may not seem like a great thing, but it is a great thing. Because it's awesome. And we need to hear what He's doing and how He's moving forward. What are you struggling with? How is God helping you with that? It helps us. And God is glorified, right? So I want to encourage the other of you to begin to write down, take notes, whatever you have to do. Because we're going to be hearing from you. Of course, some of you counselors will be out of the reach of Keith. But you'll be testifying down there and sharing with those girls. Let's sing yet 202, Such Love, and we want to hear from our sister Martha. So let's stand together and sing this, shall we? 202, Such Love.
That God should love a sinner such as I, should yearn to change my sorrow into bliss, nor rest till He hath planned to bring me nigh. Now, oh, what such wondrous love, that God should love a sinner such as me. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we are so grateful, God. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. For your wondrous love. We thank you, Lord, that you love us in such a mighty way. Oh, God, you're so good to us. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. Thank you, we thank you with all that's within us, oh God, for your goodness, for your grace to us, oh Lord Jesus. We thank you that you should love us so, oh God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We take you, Lord. Thank you for your great love, oh Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It keeps coming back to me, and I hesitate, but I have to obey the Holy Spirit the best I can. And I know I mentioned it, and it's a kiddie song, maybe you think, but it keeps coming to me, so I rather mistakenly obey than not obey. But if you know it, sing it with me. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Oh, the great love of God. Oh, the great love of God. And you would love us, oh Lord. How can it be? How can it be, oh God? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O God. Oh God, we thank you with all our hearts. We pray, Father, that your love will be so manifested to every child you send here. Lord, we're just embraced tonight with your love. We're spoiled little children. We come morning and evening, and you hug us and embrace us and surround us with your presence. But we're desirous that these who you bring here this week will know you. Will know, Lord God, that they're redeemed, they're rescued,
They're saved. Oh, Father, move, move, move by the Holy Spirit. We pray for these dear counselors that have come to give of their time. Lord, it's your love that has compelled them. We pray that your love will flow in and through them, Lord. God, that though perhaps they get a child who looks indifferent or maybe a little bit uncooperative in any way, let the love of God reign. Let it go forth. Lord, we're asking, God, you did wonders last year. You did great things the previous year. But God, do greater things this year. We're believing you. Lord, we know it's your heart's desire that you might manifest your love in a greater way. And our faith is that you will. And Lord, we want to get out of the way so you can be in the way. And you can move. We ask, God, that at the end of this season, people will exclaim, what has God done? We pray, Lord, that your name will be glorified. Lives will be changed. Hearts will be warmed to the kingdom. We believe you to do this. We ask it all, Father, in the name of the one who loves us so much, Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Shall we be seated? Sister Martha.